This is the Inno the Buzz podcast, helping smart businesses be even more innovative.
Hi, I'm Jürgen Strauss from InnovaBiz. Welcome to episode number 74 of the Inno the Buzz podcast, designed to help smart businesses with an interest in innovation and modern marketing become even more innovative. It's been another busy week at the Inno the Buzz Hive. Now, of course, we don't know it any other way here, but leading up to our very special Best Year Yet event in Thailand, only 2 weeks away now, we've been really spending a lot of time preparing awesome content and an awesome experience for the first Fast Mastery business owners lucky enough to join us at the end of May. Now, in the last episode, I talked about information marketing and building a relationship with your audience online. So yesterday I listened to a podcast with Seth Godin on the Copy Blogger FM show with Sonia Simone. And as always, Seth shared some inspirational wisdom. So just by way of a snapshot there, but go and listen to that podcast because it's well worth a listen. But a snapshot of that, Seth points out that modern marketing is based on empathy, on humility, on innovation, and on effectiveness. So I thought that's real interesting, and I'll describe what he means by those terms in a moment. And he also goes on to say it's about leading a tribe, leading people who want to be led, and telling stories that resonate. So this is something that Seth has been writing and talking about for quite some time, telling a story that actually engages your audience and adds value. He also says that humility, empathy, and effectiveness are significant factors that have been overlooked in favor of clicks and numbers and false metrics. So drawing conclusions from numbers without taking into account the human and relationship factors involved in marketing. So that's another fascinating take on that. So what does he mean by empathy? Well, it's seeing people for who they are and doing marketing with them and for them, not at them or to them. By humility, he points out that today we don't have the high-powered marketing, the high power in marketing, and also the large budgets, particularly in small business. So we've got to understand that when we get online, because we have a lot of leverage to do marketing online, but we can and we will be ignored, and we have to earn people's attention. So that's the humility part. And the effectiveness part is because we're smarter than we used to be, we've got much more advanced tools than we used to have. And so it's about being smart enough to spend time on the stuff that works and not spend time on the stuff that doesn't. So that is a really fascinating take. And I do encourage you to go and listen to that podcast over on Copy Blogger FM. One of the other things he says that triggered some yes, yes, yes responses in my mind was about building a marketing machine, that it's a process and a practice that produces value daily. So essentially you build an asset day by day, drip by drip, as he puts it. There's no shortcuts. There's no magic wand or secret shortcuts. It's all about showing up. You know, the psychology and physiology of excellence, one of the success principles that I've talked about in the past, and building that machine and building that asset. So I thought I'd just share that one, because what I wanted to add value with today, I did a live presentation, a 10-minute presentation on the subject of information marketing and how you do that on your blog yesterday. And I talked about the type of information that you might start presenting on your website to educate your customers. I figured, why not share that presentation here? So not only do I hope or trust that it is really useful information, but I'm also demonstrating the principle that information, once you've produced it, can be used in many forms in different places where it does add value. So, without further ado, let's go into the Hive today and listen to that presentation. And if you want to watch the video on YouTube, we'll have the link in the show notes today as well. Hi there, I'm Jürgen Strauss, the owner of InnovaBiz, where we partner with innovative business owners to transform their online presence into a business generation platform that delivers exceptional results. Now, many people feel overwhelmed when they think of using online or digital marketing to generate business. If that rings a bell with you, you might be wondering what to do about it. Today, I'm not here to talk about me, but to show you how I can help you and your customers grow their business with digital marketing. Now, a high-impact website is at the heart of any digital marketing system. Most websites, however, underperform because they don't attract the right clients or enough clients. As a result, in today's world of online living, that business has a big problem. Their website isn't marketing. I recently went to buy a pair of jeans. Now, my criteria for buying jeans is, first of all, I have to like their appearance. Then they have to be comfortable, not pinch around the midriff, allow plenty of freedom of movement, not crease after I've sat for a while, and wash well, not requiring hours of ironing after washing. Now, other people have different criteria for buying jeans. They're concerned with just one thing. Does my bum look big in these? They don't care that they pinch around the middle, or that they're walking like a robot in them because they're so stiff, or that the jeans are hard to wash and require an hour of ironing after washing. And here's the thing, they're never going to be happy with how their bum looks in those jeans. Websites are a bit like jeans. Most people are more concerned about how they look and focused on themselves and lose sight of the fact that a website should be a business tool first and foremost and generate leads, customers, and revenue for your business. Now, we all know that a website is one of the most powerful marketing tools for your business today, but the sad reality is that 90% of websites just don't market. Sure, they might look nice, and usually they've cost you heaps to set up in both time and money, but they're not delivering great marketing results. Now, imagine the difference it would make to any business having a website that brings in a constant stream of new leads, new customers, and most importantly, the cash that is so essential for your business survival. Sure, they might look nice, and probably a lot of people have spent a lot of time, maybe money, in developing them, but they're not delivering new leads. They're not delivering customers. They're not delivering the cash that's absolutely essential to your business survival. So how do you address this? Well, first of all, I'm going to bust some myths around that. You might have heard that getting to number one on Google is going to automatically get your marketing flowing. Your job's done. And there's another myth there, and that's that getting to number one on Google is a magic trick. You do that, bang, you're number one. Now, if anyone believes either one of those myths, then please come and talk to me after the session today, because I've got a Nigerian lawyer friend that wants to give you a $60 million inheritance. Seriously, though, your desired result is not to be number one on Google. It's to get new business, new customers, deliver value to your existing customers, and generate growth from your website. Now, here's the thing. How you do that is exactly the same as how you actually get to number one on Google, and it's by delivering exceptionally valuable information to your customers, to your target audience, and to whoever might want to look at your website. So educating them, not selling to them. Now, you might have heard the term content marketing, and that's essentially about
educating your ideal audience with content. I call it information marketing because content is really information. So it's about building a relationship with people online. So you don't do business with people offline in the real world if you haven't established some sort of relationship with them. So why should it be any different online? You've got to establish a relationship, and you do that by providing them exceptionally useful information. So how do we do that? Well, one of the key ways to do that is to make use of a thing called the blog on your website. I'm always amazed that a lot of people say to me, we don't need a blog on our website. And I've puzzled over this for a long time, and I wonder whether it's because the term has these connotations of, it's kind of like a dear diary. I don't want to share that with the world. And it might be my innermost secrets. But you know, if you're hung up about the term blog, let's use a different term. What about something like health tips? Health tips would work really well for Pam or for Nathan. What about security tips? Security tips would work really well for Angelo. So use a term that actually makes sense to your target customer, to your target audience, and then treat that as where you put that exceptionally useful information. Now, the next challenge a lot of people put up for themselves is, I don't know what to write. I've got no idea what to write. And today, I'm going to show you or teach you some things that each and every one of you can write in your tips page. So the first thing I'd start with is the most frequently asked question every business on this planet gets asked. At least one of the most frequently asked questions. Ronnie, what would be the most frequently asked question you get asked?
Probably what the cost is of my service.
Yeah, exactly. So most businesses, they get asked probably several times a day, how much is it? Right, now you don't want to put prices on your website, but there's a way to address this. Now here's the thing, the answer to that question is always the same. Angelo, how much does a security system cost? But you don't even know what security system I'm after, right? So so the answer really is, it depends. So what Angelo has already told me is what it depends on. So that's the next step. Now you can say, well, you know, do you want a simple system that simply sounds a horn when somebody triggers the alarm, or do you want a 24/7 video monitored system that has a security guard turn up within 5 minutes if it's triggered? Those things are obviously priced differently. And in the blog post, Angelo can talk about those two options and other bits in between in terms of what is the cost range for them, what is A best suited to and what is B best suited to, and what situation might you consider either one? What are the benefits of either one? So there's a whole series of blog posts, in fact. Now, the other thing about that is, once you've built up this repository of exceptionally useful information, you become the authority. But also it's a resource and an asset for your business. So this is the philosophy of they ask, we answer. So your clients have questions in their mind. They probably ring you up every day and ask the same type of questions over and over. And if you've got them addressed on your blog post, you've got that information covered. So important here is you've got to be consistent. Regularly publishing that information triggers the search engines to go find that and say, hey, Angelo's website's all about security systems and it's got this fantastic array of information on there, so I'm going to rank them number one. But the other thing, of course, it does, and that's probably more important, is that the audience says, hey, that's my go-to site for information about that topic. And when somebody is ready to make a purchase and that's their go-to information site, who are they going to come to for that purchase? So imagine, as a result of doing this information marketing and education, you've got customers lining up at your door waiting for you because you've been really clear, you've been transparent, you've given them the information they need, you've educated them, and you've become their authority and their go-to person. That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Well, I hope you enjoyed that and that it was useful information for you. Now, all the show notes for this episode will be at innovabiz.com.au/74. That is the numbers 74, innovabiz.com.au/74. So that's where you'll find the links, the link to the YouTube video if you want to watch the live presentation. Now, we did actually have a little mishap at the beginning, so it does start about 3 minutes into the live presentation. But if you're interested to see me standing up in front of the audience, have a look at that. If you like this podcast and find this information valuable, we'd really like you to go onto your favorite podcasting software, like iTunes is a good one, or Stitcher or Pocket Casts, obviously. You can go and subscribe there so you never miss a future episode. And while you're there, we'd really love you to give us some feedback and give us a review, because getting that feedback tells us whether we're on the right track, whether we're delivering value to our audience, whether you like what we're doing, or alternatively, of course, you can give us the feedback that says, hey, it all sucks, but here's some stuff that you could be doing that would really help us, which is also very useful feedback for us. And I'd love you to actually go to the website on the blog and leave some comments underneath the blog post. Until next time, I'm Jürgen Strauss from InnovaBiz. And remember, if you don't innovate, you stagnate. So think big, be adventurous, and keep innovating.